咩白茶有冇嘢講咧？就係。
Frank Sesich of Blue Ash, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pig.
I turned it down.
But only dogs can hear. Did you hear that?
No.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Matthew of Phoenicia, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Underwriting is provided in part by Chronogram. Looking to stay informed about the latest in Hudson Valley
What's up, everyone?
You're on air with
the Promise Cool Kids
with a Z. Welcome back to our second show.
Today we are interviewing someone who is really tall, kind, and silly. He notices us when we are not ourselves and cracks jokes with us. Also, whenever you need your homework done, he always helps.
Today we are interviewing the legend, Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood Assistant Director, Adolfo Lopez, or known to us as Mr. Adolfo. Thank you for being here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, y'all. I appreciate you guys having me. Just to recap, I'm a legend. I'm smart enough to help with elementary school grade homework. I'm tall, so those are all great things. But I'm super excited to be here with such cool kids with a Z. And I'm looking forward to any and all questions you guys have to ask me.
Let's jump right in because we have a lot to talk about. First, I want to know, how did you become the assistant director of Promise Neighborhood? And why did you want to this job?
That is a long and winding tale. So actually, I originally met boss lady Joan Hunt while I was a student in school. Kind of like many of you guys are students yourself right now, but I was going to college, and Joni was actually one of my professors. I was terrible in school. I was loud. I disrupted the class. I'm actually just joking. I was a really good student. I did all my work. I wrote these wonderful essays, and the essays were good enough where Joan was like, okay, I think we'll give this dude a shot. I started volunteering with the AmeriCorps program through the Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood. This is about 8 years ago, so a lot of you guys were just very, very, very little. But yeah, it was super fun. Back then, I kind of only did mostly the after-school program. I would help out in other areas, but the after-school program was a lot of fun. I didn't want to do it originally, but you know, after like a day of kind of just hanging out with kids, it was just like, this is so fun. This is like the funnest job in the world. So I did that for 3 years. And then you guys all know Mayor Johnson, KK, right? Everybody's shaking their head, yes?
Yes.
So at the time, Mayor Johnson was actually the assistant director here at the Promised Neighborhood, but as we all know, he became the mayor of the city of Hudson. So I left an opening, and just so happens I had put enough work in at the time where Joan graciously offered me the position, and fast forward all these years later, here we are, being with the honor of being interviewed with the Promise Cool Kids.
Mr. Dolfo, can you tell us when Promise started?
Promise originally started in 2011, and then sort of direct programs started. Look at all the confused faces. Do you guys know what 2011 is? No, you guys are way too young to remember 2011. But anyway, Athena, you do not remember 2011. But anyway, in 2011 we started, and we just kind of grew from there. A lot of our after school program, where you guys all are all right now, it kind of just started out of kids and families showing up to our offices. We didn't even have a program at the time, so it was just a lot of kids like you guys just showing up. They needed something to do, and we kind of formed a program after that, and the organization has just grown immensely thanks to, you know, so many program participants that give us their time and all these amazing kids that we work with every day.
This is Kimaya. What is the most rewarding part of your job? What are some of the challenges you have in your job?
The most rewarding part of my job is just sort of giving back to the community. You know, growing up had its ups and downs. Life was tough, life was good, life was tough, life was good. But sort of just being able to come to work every single day with a smile and sort of spread kindness and meet every interaction, even if I'm not feeling it. You know, we all have days where we're just not feeling up to the cause, but just still trying to meet everybody with kindness. And then once, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock rolls around and you guys start coming in, you guys have a way to, like, kind of brighten up the room and the mood, and it just makes the days kind of go easier. The biggest challenge that I have with my job, that's honestly a tough question because I really, really love my job, but I would say the biggest challenge I have in my job, I have nothing there. Like, this is honestly the best work I've ever done, but if I had to say, it's the times when our heat doesn't work. That's the biggest challenge.
Do you guys think that's hard? When the heat doesn't work, then we're all full?
Yep. This is Zella. What goals are you trying to accomplish, and where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Goals I'm trying to accomplish is continue to grow the organization. The Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood means everything to me. So I want to continue to grow the program. I want to make it so we can have more kids in the after-school program and more kids in all of our programs. In 10 years, I see myself kind of exactly where I am right now, which is like a weird thing to say because, like, you know, a lot of people say, oh, bigger, better things all the time, but I'm just immensely happy and grateful to be, like, where I am right now in this second. So hopefully in, like, 10 years, the next Promise Cool Kids could be interviewing me again. Hopefully, like, I'm still cool and tall and a legend. But yeah, I just hope to still be here at the Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood trying to make a difference and being just inspired by all of you amazing young kids.
This is Jordan. What was your favorite subject in school?
Oh, favorite subject. So as a legend, you might not know this, but I am also a nerd. I absolutely love school. So I don't like science, though. Actually, let me correct that. I'm not a science fan. Those of you who bring me your science homework can probably pick up on that. Even though we get it done, we get the work done, but you guys can pick up on that. I love math. I'm a huge numbers nerd. I love math. But honestly, my favorite subject outside of gym, because, I mean, who doesn't love gym? I hope everybody loves gym. It's fun to just run around. I see some eye rolls, and that's crazy, but I'm not going to name names live on the radio, not on 90.7. But anyway, English. I love to write. I'm just a natural writer. I like to write stories. I like to write poetry. I like to write every and anything. And so, yeah, math and English, it's kind of hard to pick between the two, but I would have to settle with English.
My name is J.R. Thank you for telling us about your career, but I want to know, what gaming system do you have, and what is your favorite game to play?
So I'm what people would refer to as a Sony loyalist. I only play Sony systems. I don't mess with Xbox. I don't mess with Nintendo. Sony, PlayStation, PlayStation 5, PlayStation Portal. I play a lot of Madden. I'm pretty confident that I can beat any promised student in Madden or NCAA, 2K, things like that. I love sports games, so that's an open challenge to all the promised cool kids. But no, you guys probably would smoke me. But your hand-eye coordination starts to slow down a little bit when you get to be my age. But yeah, PlayStation sports games is everything that I love.
Breaking intermission.
There you go.
It's not enough. You selling left, but yeah. You reach that, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. Hey.
What's that on that beat?
Somebody gotta do it, got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn his TV off. Ain't no other king in this rap thing, next siblings. Nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. I'm in a city with a flag be getting thrown like it was pass interference. Padlock around the building. Crash pulling up in unmarked truck just to play freeze tag. With a pick like it was sea bass. So when I made it out, I made about 50K from a show. Trying to show the ropes before they hung my rope. I'm prophetic. They only talk about it, how I get it. Only good for saving face. Seen the cosmetics. How many heads I gotta take to level my aesthetics? Hurry up and get your muscle up. We up the plyometric. Nigga ran up by the Lux and up the highest metric. The city just made it sweet. You could die better. They mouth get full of deceit. Let these cowards tell it. Walk in New Orleans with the etiquette of LA yelling. Second bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn his TV off.
Getting crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. Crazy, scary, spooky. It's crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. Crazy, scary, spooky. It's crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. Crazy, scary, spooky. It's crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
At Jiffy Lube, we.
It's my welcome to the city of gods. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm the in charge. Only the drillers, the city is ours. Find out the odds when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star. Challenge every bitch you gonna come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming to sound. And you better pick a side. You
side.
If I want him to not let you come into the city, it's my option. This is the home of the fly shopping. Yeah. This is where the bitch gonna watch pockets. Yeah. When I'm on TV, I gotta look good because I know the whole block watcher. We chill with the ops, we is not vibing. If I see him in person, we Fox following. Get the police as long as we not stopping. This is the town of the big drip. Smooth talk.
Nah.
Millie Rock. Money dance. Woo walk. You will not survive being too soft. No. Been a long time, we took a new law. No. Shoot a shoe until we got a new course. No. If we stop, then we letting it cool off.
No.
Yeah.
We ain't watched the throne, we took it. We went viral on them, they looking. It's a Sunday service in Brooklyn. It's a city that come with the lights. I'm with the drillers that come with the night. They ain't do 4 years of college, but they'll do 25 to life. And we make money every night. Never too big of a price. After I buy the Chicago boys, I'ma go and link with Mike. And if I let him have my wife, he should thank me. With this Balenciaga and Balenci boots and a new blue Yankee. This is yeah, I'm so focused. Throwing a mask, no COVID. I'ma turn your life to a meme. Let Justin LaBoy post it. You got an album, postpone it. I dropped two and they both going. I got a feeling they in the feelings. They filming a show but won't show it. You gotta watch me in slow motion. I'm in that wide body Benz. I go back to college, do an album, and then drop out again. Took me a minute to get here. My vision is crystal clear. Hey, Fabi, excuse me, but this is a feature of the year. I feel like Sinatra in these streets. Me and Drizzy, we at peace. This the backpack with the polo and the first Jesus piece. I'm from the shop, but I'm always New York in the city. They treat me like Jesus is walking. I've been through the pain and all of the torment. I'm saying his name, I'm making a point. Now it's time to give him hell. Ask my staff, I pay him well. This afternoon, 100 goons pulling up to SNL. When I pull up, it's dead on arrival. They act like they love you, they don't even like you. They throw a party, won't even invite you. I see the same thing happen to Michael. You black, you rich, they saying you psycho. It's like a cycle. If you text me anything hype, you better text back and say it's a typo. The city of gods, no city is like you. It's the new New York, yeah, it's the GOAT. Fabi is viral, and this is the Bible.
We're back with Mr. Adolfo. Who is your favorite basketball team?
It's the Chicago Bulls. Just kidding. No, it's not. It's the New York Knicks. And, side note, you guys know I wear a lot of Knicks jerseys. Right, do I? Right, you guys can confirm that. So, low key, I'm trying to, like, subliminally build an army of Knicks fans just to, like, keep the fan base going. But it doesn't seem to be working because, like, only a few of you guys are Knicks fans. So, extra credit assignment, be Knicks fans. But, anyway, Knicks, I bleed orange and blue. Knicks all day, New York or nowhere.
I went to a Knicks basketball game for my birthday and I had so much fun.
That is amazing. And would you, as a peer to the rest of the Promise Cool Kids with a Z, encourage them to also be Knicks fans?
You guys should all be Knicks fans.
Yeah.
And maybe one day you'll be on the team.
Yeah, see, look at all the extra credit being given out in this corner.
I'm a Lakers fan.
A Lakers fan?
That's crazy.
At least y'all in the West, so okay, buddy.
I'm a 76ers fan.
76ers fan. Did you see the Knicks versus 76ers the other night? Okay. We ain't going to talk about that result, but we live on air. We ain't going to talk about that result.
Why is the Knicks your favorite basketball team?
Well, I mean, for one, I am just New York everything. I love the state of New York. I love New York City. I love the smells. I love the sights. I love the attitude. I feel like just to be a New Yorker, you have to be like a certain kind of tough, a certain kind of smart, a certain kind of brave. And so all my sports teams are New York specific. And then I remember back in 1999. You guys remember that year? No?
No.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, remember 1999?
But are you sure that you like the smell of it?
Oh, I love the smells. The smells, the sights, the sounds. I love the smells. I love the smells. It's just unique. It's like, imagine if you were a dog. Dogs have like a heightened sense of smell and you just smell everything. That's kind of like New York because it just smells like everything. But yeah, I remember back in the 1900s, 1999, I would have to be like 6 or 7 years old, and the Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals, which we have never been to again since then. And I was way too young to really be a fan of the Knicks. You know, I knew my family, some members of my family would watch the Knicks and things like that. And Larry Johnson, Grandmama, who you guys probably have no idea what I'm talking about, he hit a famous four-point shot against the Indiana Pacers, and my whole house, like, went ecstatic. And I'm looking around. I was seven, still had the same big head I do now. And I was just amazed. I was like, well, whatever this is, whatever has people so excited, like, I want to be involved in this. And it took me a couple years to, like, become a diehard Knicks fan. And then, coincidentally, it was, like, 20 years of them losing from, like, that point on. But I stuck with it, and now we're a little bit better, which is nice. But, yeah, I go way back, like, snack packs with the Knicks.
Can I say something really quick?
Oh, absolutely.
Shout out to my dad for listening.
Shout out Jordan's dad. I won't throw shout the government out there, but shout out shout Jordan's out. Dad.
My name's Athena, and my question is, do you sing in the shower?
Do I sing in the shower? I sing everywhere. I sing in the car, I sing in the shower, I sing in my office. I'll just be humming around when I'm walking around, promise. I sing everywhere. I love to sing. I can't, like, sing. Like, you guys don't want to hear me sing. But, oh, I don't know any songs. What song?
Sing like any song.
I don't know how to rap.
Sing Mustard.
I don't know how to rap.
Turn the TV off.
Mustard! That's not really singing though, y'all. It's like
R.I.P. headphone users.
Yeah. What could I sing? It's I don't really know. Loud. I can't sing, y'all. Y'all don't want to hear that. I think honestly, if we have me sing, do you guys know about the FCC?
No.
So the FCC like
sing paper
controls
planes by MIA.
Yeah.
You sing Paper Planes by MIA. I don't know that song. I'm trying to fit in, but I don't know that song. I can sing the Friday Night Knicks song. Don't mind taking a bus. Don't mind taking a train.
Wait, sing.
Don't mind wearing my walking shoes or walking in the rain.
Sing
gotta
telephone.
Get there. Sing what?
Telephone.
Telephone, telephone, telephone. I don't know these songs. Y'all, I am in my 30s. I don't know these songs.
Click every time.
Click it every time. I don't know any songs, y'all. But I do like singing.
Sing When I See You.
Y'all got hard songs. I'm about to just have to pull up something on my phone, my Spotify, my old 30-year-old Spotify.
That's some old songs.
That's what it is. And I've been listening to a lot of like 80s music lately, even though like I wasn't even alive in the 80s, but the 80s music is fire. Oh, also.
Sing the ball drop song.
Also, I don't know what that is, bro. But what you guys that are listening can't see is during our little intermission, we had a couple people just dancing crazy. And could any of you teach me how to dance? That's what I want to know. Because I love to sing. You know, I'm a natural singer, but I'm not a natural dancer.
Yeah.
Okay. We're working with stuff. We're working with a little give and take. That's what I appreciate.
My next question is, do you know how to ride a bike? And if you learned how old were you when you learned?
I do know how to ride a bike. I can't say that I can confidently still ride a bike. I think I could. I was riding a bike maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, but it's like 2 or 3 years ago when I first rode a bike for the first time in a long time, I was like, oh wait, my muscle memory isn't really kicking in here. I don't know if I'm gonna crash or not. But I learned how to ride a bike originally when I was like probably like 7, 8 years old. And it was like straight, no training wheels, just it was crazy. But, you know, we got the job done. But then I didn't ride bikes for like 25 years. Like, so, but I used to ride my bike to work, actually, for like a little while, and that sucked.
What do you do when you are not at Promise?
Oh, legendary stuff. I cook. I love to cook. I love watching TV. I love playing video games. I love playing video games. I love watching sports. I have a big old fat dog. Her name's Yubaba. She looks like a meatball. I love hanging out with her. She doesn't really like doing much because she's big and fat and she's old. But, you know, we just be chilling on the couch doing stuff that I like to do. You know, she's not trying to run around all the time. We're just kind of chilling, playing video games, watching sports, watching the Knicks.
I'm LJ and we here. I don't know.
Where do you get your hair cut?
Where do you get your hair cut?
So we got jokes, don't we? We're just going to sit here and roast Mr. Adolfo because he's looking a little crazy. Hasn't got his hair cut in a while. But actually, do you guys know what the word cheap means?
Yeah.
No. So fun fact about the assistant director.
Is that you?
I'm very cheap. I'm extremely cheap. I cut my own hair. I just take a buzzer to it, buzz it up, whatever happens, happens, and we just go from there.
What if you accidentally make a whole line down your head on accident?
Well, I'm sure you guys also have seen my extensive hat collection. That's why. If you got a hat on, nobody knows you Zeke your haircut. That's a pro tip. That's a life hack.
What if you didn't have a hat?
If I didn't have a hat and I had a messed up haircut, well, that's when being a legend comes in. Because legends typically can be trendsetters. So I would just act like it's natural. And if somebody tries to roast, somebody tries to cut, I'll just be like, no, you're just like behind. This is a New York City haircut. What are you talking about? Do you like that one?
I want to say thank you for all you do for us at Promise.
I appreciate that. Thank you guys for what you do at Promise. You guys just light up the whole building. It's so boring when you guys are like at school, but then as soon as you come in, it's just noisy and chaos, and it's just awesome.
Thank you for coming on our show, Mr. Duffo. We are so happy that you came on our radio show.
Can I ask you guys questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Taco Bell or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
All right, if we have anybody from Taco Bell listening right now, do better.
You guys are definitely pooping your pants.
Yeah, you're probably going to the bathroom every second.
Oh, okay. Is this the Taco Bell expose? Are we exposing Taco Bell?
It's nasty.
Oh.
Well, nasty. I used to go to Taco Bell like when I was five a lot, not no more.
Listen, y'all.
My mom used to go to Taco Bell when she was pregnant with me.
They don't know how to fold the tacos.
Well, listen, to all our Taco Bell's lovers out there, this is a disclaimer. We do not yuck other people's yums. But, you know, thank you for listening. Promise Cool Kids with a Z.
McDonald's is better.
We are out.
Mustard. Okay, next question.
Do you want kids in the future? Since you work with kids every day.
That's a loaded question. Dang, I gotta talk to my wife about that. I gotta check in with people. I don't know, maybe. We'll see what the future holds.
Tune into our next show. We will be interviewing the chief of police, Chief Franklin.
What are you guys gonna say,
Mr. Adolfo? Thank you, Mr. Adolfo.
Greatest promise ever. Who said that?
Promise Cool Kids signing out.
Yeah. Mustard!
You guys did so good. Yeah.
Play what you want.
Good job, y'all. You got a break till next week.
Just give me my money.
Mustard!
Donate.
turn the TV off.
Guys, they can hear us.